Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann. With me this week, I've got Ariette. Hey, Ariette, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a very midweek, so it should be a quick and easy recap, but I do have some things to say because there were quite a few things that pissed me off this week. Starting with our first story, as a matter of fact. After a ghostly visit with from Lexi, Abe remembers and Paulina is cured. With everyone improving, Eli and Lonnie announce they are leaving Salem. This entire thing was weird. I'm just going to start off by saying this entire thing was weird. Lexi doesn't know that lady. I don't understand why Lexi appeared to both of them. I said on the timeline that this would have hit a lot harder if Theo was the one that was sick instead of Paulina.
Yeah. I don't
Because
disagree.
why do we care? Like, because Lexi never met Paulina. Abe didn't even remember. So it or even if they had Abe remember first, it was just all so weird. And then they had Abe's amnesia being treated like an afterthought. Because I'm sorry, him standing there mute for 15 minutes in the scenes where like everybody's celebrating Paulina's return to health pissed me the fuck off. What did you think?
Sorry, I was eating candy. this storyline has been frustrating me. Yes, I'm very much aware of how they've used Abe in the past. Like this, him being sidelined for the love interest he's had, or like other characters, it's not out of the norm for Abe. Or any black characters on Days or soaps in general. But it feels so islanded because right now he has Steve and Kayla as friends, but like he has no other relationships going on. Every other relationship he's had has been turned into like more focused on Paulina, like Lonnie, for example. That's still like, it's still his daughter. I feel like they're becoming more in the of an afterthought. Abe has become an afterthought. And yes, like I said, I'm well aware of how he was used in the past, but it feels more, you can tell it more easily now because how islanded it.
Yeah, it's definitely more noticeable and it's weird. And I'm not even saying I don't want Paulina to have story because that is
Exactly.
absolutely not the case. Paulina can have story, but there is no reason that Paulina and Abe's story can't be equally yoked. Like there
I
has to
agree.
be a balance. And within the last year specifically, and I would say within the last 3 to 4 months, really, it has pushed into a Paulina focus with Abe in the periphery, and it's just weird. I have never seen amnesia as an afterthought until this story.
And it's not just affecting Abe, it's affecting Chanel as well. Because though
Yeah.
they are the two characters connected to Paulina, like family
Because nobody
relationships.
in Johnny's family, A, even treats him like Kayla is his aunt. Yes, his aunt. I'm sorry. It takes a second with the great relations. And they act like complete strangers. No, like we got an on-screen scene of him telling EJ and Nicole about the wedding, but like, do John and Marlena know he got married?
Yeah, but like back to Paulina's family, like Lonnie is not on screen. I mean, she was this week, obviously, but in general, I feel like it's affecting Chanel as well because she has no story going on right now, and Abe has his amnesia, as we just mentioned, was on the back burner, and it's kind of frustrating. Yes, I love me some Paulina. I know a lot of people on the timeline are like kind of over it. I still love myself some Paulina.
Love Paulina and I love
But
Jack A, but there are better ways to use them.
yes, I agree. I also feel like it's such a huge contrast to who she initially was. And I'm not saying a character has to stay the same way throughout like the years they are on, but I feel like
She
it
lost
can,
everything that made her fun.
yeah.
And I don't even know why.
I don't know either, but it's just so frustrating because you can have multiple storylines for the family at the same time. You can have
Like, if you.
Paulina's cancer story, you can have Abe's amnesia, and you can have Pauline, Chanel and Johnny dealing with being married again. How are they? Are they like
Because
it's
the storyline should be that Johnny and Chanel barely know each other.
yeah.
And like trying to actually cope with actually being married. Because yes, they've been married before, but they were married for 5 minutes before they got, divorced by the devil.
Yeah. And they don't really know each other. They don't even know how they are as a married couple.
That's the story. And then you also have Paulina's rich, Johnny's rich, and you have like the two sides can like the but maybe they're like different brands of rich. I don't know if I'm saying that right. So they have different lifestyles that they're trying to merge. Like that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then if we had writers who were trustworthy, you could touch on the interracialness of it all if you really wanted to, but I don't trust these writers to do that. So we can keep that over
I
there.
don't trust them or Ron. So, it's just there's so much they could do.
And like I have no issue with like you want to anchor Paulina into Salem, you want to make Abe and Paulina like the first couple of Salem. Absolutely wonderful. Let Salem have a black first couple. That's amazing. But if you look at like Tom and Alice Horton, Sean and Carolyn Brady, John and Marlena, the storylines you get point of view for both of them. Like it shifts and it varies, but you don't ever have one in the background subservient to the other, for lack of a better term. And it just feels like Abe is literally just there to service Paulina, and that should not be the
Isn't
case.
it how they used Abe though? For because the thing is, I think he had more things to do in the past.
Yeah,
But
I think that's part of it too. Like he always had his job or something else going on in conjunction with his relationship. So it
I
never
feel
really
like
felt.
it's never really changed. Like, it's like, for instance, when he was with Lexi was the center of it all.
That's true, but it I guess it
But
to
they
me.
had more going back then that it wasn't noticeable that it was Lexi centric.
Right, because
You
Abe
get what
was
I'm
always
saying?
around doing like cop things or mayor things. Like he was always doing everything. But because of his amnesia, Paulina literally has his job.
Yeah.
So it's like literally all Abe has now is being Mr. Paulina Price.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And it needs to be fixed. And hopefully, now that he has his memory back, they will fix it. But I also want to pivot into the Eli and Lonnie of this all, because I am going to go ahead and say, and I think you'll agree with me, this is their worst return. They
Sorry, I'm eating
absolutely.
candy, but I'm just
Listen, I will never say no to seeing Sal and Limon on my screen ever, but that is, they could have absolutely kept this.
I agree.
Because if I'm going to have them on my screen, I need them on my screen doing shit that is worth a damn. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, go back to their return in 2023 and watch that, because that return was everything and this
They,
return was nothing.
except for Eli, they never left the hospital. That's all we
Oh my.
saw. That's all we saw.
I literally think Sal and Limon probably filmed for one day, maybe 2 days, banged all that shit out and left.
It was such a bust. Like, they had them doing absolutely nothing but like be there. And
And it
like,
wouldn't be so bad if Eli's family wasn't also going through a major crisis at the same time. And yes, Eli and Julie finally got like a 5 second scene before he left, which thank you, because if that had never happened, I really would be stark raving mad right now. But it doesn't change the fact that
But
this
he
was completely mismanaged.
And they could have Stephanie and that dumbass Everett in the house, but you could not have Eli in there. What the fuck?
It's just all sorts of wrong. All sorts of wrong.
And they didn't even get Carver and Jules for this.
Yeah, like we, which, I mean, okay. It's just, I'm so
I couldn't even
confused.
get alone scenes for them.
You got one alone scene in the hospital lobby where they discuss
Wow.
leaving, but they had no romance, no nothing. We didn't actually get to see them celebrate her being released. Like they treated it like she was coming in from out of town, not coming home from prison.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always happy to see them. Like, I'll take my crumbs, but this was literally. It wasn't even crumbs. It was
It
like
was dust.
they were doing nothing. I mean, I have a few cute moments here and there, but they did nothing. I mean, they
It
could have
wasn't
kept.
worth our time. It wasn't worth their time. Like, you could lift Eli and Lonnie out of this completely, and except for Lonnie being out of jail, there's like you could lift them out of this and nothing changes.
Right. It's yeah, I if they ever return again, I need something planned for them.
Now, again, and I'm going to say it again, if Theo had been the one who got sick, everything would have been different.
Yeah.
Because if Theo had come home for Johnny and Chanel's wedding, and then Paulina had her surgery, Paulina gets over her surgery, and then something happens to Theo, and then everybody has to rally around Theo, and that's why Eli and Lonnie come home, and that's why we see Lexi, and Theo being sick forces Abe to remember before we even see Lexi, so that by the time Abe sees Lexi, he is actually fully Abe. Like that would have been everything.
Yeah, could have handled this so much so differently. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, there was this cute scene in the lobby that I liked with Ilani. That's about it for this week. It's just so frustrating that they misused them in this story.
Eli aired twice. They maybe had three or four scenes together, and everything else was just Lonnie.
Yeah.
It's weird, and I don't
I
like
mean,
it.
literally great gown, gorgeous gowns, because Lonnie had some cute outfits on. Like
I mean,
one day.
Sal Stowers can wear some clothes. If nothing else, she can wear
Yes.
clothes.
That's basically how I feel like about this return. I love, 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 love my babies. Y'all don't get me wrong, but they could have done it so much better. I'm always here to like for Ilani content. Like, I won't complain because, listen, they're my babies, like I said.
The fact
But
that you can likely give them worst return instead of best return at the dishes this year is really sad.
do not. There's time. This is not even. I wouldn't say worst return in the sense of like worst return for a character. It's just. Their worst return.
Because
Does that make
2023,
sense?
yeah, because 2023 was like so
Oh,
perfect.
it was so good.
And then you had this, and
Yeah.
it's just like, ugh.
But like I said, great gowns, gorgeous gowns, because Lonnie had some cute outfits. Like the first day, she had like a floral blouse. Beige, not beige, but like orange type of pants, not or completely orange either. It gave me 70s vibes. And like the second day she aired, she had like, or second time she had changed clothes, was like a long red like dress with long sleeves. And the third time was like what was it like? A printed blouse with like some, I don't know what was on it, horses? And
Something
like
awesome,
some
yeah.
tied black. It looked like leather, but I don't think it's real leather. But pants. Oh, they were. I didn't like the blouse, but the pants. Chef's kiss. So Lonnie has she returned with some good wardrobe. That's it. That's
That's
all.
literally it.
And
Ugh.
we got to see them back as Ilani. I mean, that's all I.
All we're left with is fashion and frustration.
That's our title, Fashion and Frustration. Because yeah, there was a lot of frustration this week. And I think we can pivot because I think we said it
Yeah.
all.
All right, so on to the next story, which is John, Steve, and Ava save Wendy and Tripp and are worried that
Oh.
their part in Clyde's escape will be revealed. Y'all, I didn't care about any of this.
Yeah, me neither.
Not a single damn was given.
And it's crazy because I was like, oh, this story is actually good because there is actually fuck the story now. Oh.
I just, John and Steve should have been nowhere near this.
Yeah, they looked bad, in my opinion.
This was just all shades of weird. I did not care if Tripp or Wendy lived or died. I knew they were going to live, but I still didn't care.
I think no one did.
The only good thing was John looking at Ava like she wasn't shit.
I don't blame Ava for
Oh,
yeah.
I don't blame it either, but if I'm John and I have a plan to make sure the homicidal maniac doesn't actually get away and this bitch double crosses me and now said homicidal maniac has run away, I'm going to be very pissed. Because the way John and Steve were going to do it is they were going to get Clyde, they were going to kidnap Clyde, and they were going to basically beat the truth out of him and then hand him back over to the cops once they figured out where Tripp and Wendy were. But Ava had to Ava double cross them, and now Clyde is gone and the cops are on their tail. Or about to be, because Rafe is suspicious of Ava. So if I'm John, I'm pissed as hell.
Yeah.
Because if Ava had just trusted them and let them do their thing, they still would have figured out where Tripp and Wendy were, and Clyde would be very much behind bars right now.
Well, I want him to die. I feel like, what else can they do when he's behind bars? Someone has to like slaughter him for real, for real, for real. Tony and I are we volunteer, as you all know.
Yes, we laid it out last week, and that plan is always available as an option.
Like,
I
do
can't.
not even put him back in jail. Slaughter him, kill him. Can Ben come back and kill his father?
I don't care. At this point, just kill him. Kill him.
Yeah.
I don't care how, I don't care who. Kill him and erect a statue in the killer's honor. That is where I am at this point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it. I think I'm ready for Ava to leave. I love Tamara, but has Ava had a story that worked in any of her last returns?
Not really. But damn, I'm gonna miss Tamara if
I don't
she were
actually
to
think she's
leave.
leaving. I don't actually think she's leaving. I do believe she is currently filming. I'm just saying that I wish
They used her
that we were
better.
d that they used her better, because this is just, it's fucking terrible. And at least, I mean, granted, based on the promo next week, this whole atrocity seems to be ending, but oh my God, it is fucking terrible. And I don't care. And Tripp, it is too forgiving of Ava, if you ask me. I don't know why Tripp is just accepting that this kind of craziness happens because Ava is his mother. If I'm Trip, I am pissed as fuck that Ava's craziness keeps imposing on my life to the point that I nearly die. Like, I have never agreed with how Trip has been towards his mother. And this is just reinforcing that because I need Trip to want to support his mother and love his mother, but also call his mother out on her shit.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, there are too many people in Salem that don't call Ava out on her shit. Because if we're honest, Ava and Steve are a little too chummy for my liking.
Yeah, just it's weird. I'm like, you raped him. How is he? It's just, yeah, I find it super weird. And
Which
not
is
even,
why
didn't
I.
she like, wasn't she weird with John too?
Considering their history, yeah. She was very weird with John. Like, she's like, I don't really know John that well, which I guess is technically too true because the only John she knows is Robo John because they did date.
Okay.
So, like, the John she knew is not the John we have now.
Oh.
But it's just, it's very, very strange because Robo John was just very odd.
Yeah, I remember him.
He was hilarious, but he was very odd.
He was. I got nothing, Tony.
Got absolutely nothing. I'm ready to move on to the next story because this is the only other story that I really
I
care
was
about.
rooting for Trip and Wendy to die, but I knew that was too good to be true.
We can't have nice things. Tate sneaks out to see Holly and convince her to tell the truth. She refuses. EJ busts them and calls the police, but Holly convinces him not to press charges. Tate is a stupid boy.
Yes. And also it got so frustrating that no one was willing to listen to Holly.
It also it Holly's reasoning for not telling the truth is also frustrating me. And like I think I like the angst that this gives Tate and Holly because, like, the scene in the police station when she showed up and like the look that they shared, like when she was standing in the squad room and he was in the interrogation room, like I liked that, and I liked their fight in her bedroom when he was like, "So you're willing to sacrifice me to save the image of the perfect little girl that you are for your mother?" Meanwhile, I need Holly to consult the Google and realize that her mother's not perfect and would definitely not judge her for any of her
Yes.
behaviors because Nicole has done worse.
I think you tweeted about this on the timeline. Was it you or someone else?
Alan tweeted it and then I quoted it and because like Alan said something like
Oh,
Holly ha having Holly think that Nicole would judge her given her past is absolutely laughable, or something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of the tweet. And then I quoted it and I said, that's assuming that Holly even knows Nicole's history.
Yeah, like Nicole married Lucas for $5 million. She had Victor electrocuted in the bathtub.
Like her mother's a mess, and I need her to consult Google and figure that out.
Yep, that would be an interesting story, to be honest.
Like that would be an interesting story for this entire like, because it seems Tate, because we know like Tate knew part of Teresa and Brady's history, but he clearly didn't know all of it because he didn't know the full truth of what went into the California relocation. So
Yeah.
I would love for it to like for Holly to realize that her mother wouldn't actually judge her, or if because we know there are spoilers, I think, for either next week or the week after, where Eric is going to realize that Holly is keeping a secret when it comes to Tate. So if Eric goes to Nicole and says, "Hey, I think Holly's keeping a secret," Nicole turns around, goes to Holly, and tells Holly some of the things she's done in a watered down version, I'm sure, but as a way to say, "Hey, I'm a safe space. Nothing you ever tell me could make me judge you or not love you," and that gives her the courage to speak up.
Yeah, I would like that. I find I just found it so frustrating how no one listened to her, not even Jada.
No one listened to her. I found it very
Like when
frustrating.
she came to the police station and she was about like to tell the truth,
And again,
no one
Nicole is
listened to her.
frustrating me. And again, Nicole is frustrating me in all of this
Yeah.
because she is too passive in all of this. Your daughter is standing there basically screaming, I have something to say, and you're going to stand there and let EJ do whatever EJ's gonna. That is not Nicole Walker, has ever been Nicole Walker.
Makes no damn sense. Yeah, it doesn't feel like Nicole at all. She would not be this passive. She would actually try to snoop.
Like,
Like
because
find
they're.
out, just be sneaky. Like if this was Nicole, she would be looking through her daughter's things and try
Looking
to.
through her phone, looking on her social
Yes.
media. Like, I needed
I would
Nicole
have
to
Nicole
real.
be more messy than that and drive look through her things. I'm old school. Sorry.
No, that's fine. But at this, like, and honestly, that would have been great if it was like immediately after New Year's Eve and she kind of found the pills. But so much time has passed that I don't know that Hollywood still have anything that would be worth
Would she
that
have
she
been
would
able
actually.
to get rid of it? Would she remember? Because her memory was a bit foggy. So maybe she doesn't
I'm
remember
also
that she.
like, yeah, there, I'm not sure, but also I really wish that Nicole would have been more suspicious from jump. Also, because she's also known Tate since he was born.
Yeah, it just makes no sense.
She, I mean, granted, we talk about the ick factor because it's very clear they're putting Tate and Holly together romantically. So we can't fully acknowledge the fact that Nicole was almost his stepmother, but Nicole was almost his stepmother. Therefore, there should be a part of her that is like, I know this boy, and I know that he would
Yeah.
never, ever put my daughter in danger.
I think EJ is super weird in the story as well. Like what's it to you?
EJ being super weird and being a villainous dick makes sense because he's a Demera. And really, he's Brady's son and John's grandson, and he's a Demera. That is the
But
only
they haven't
justification.
even played that up.
They need to in order to justify this because otherwise he looks weird. But
I still
I'm.
think he looks weird. Because they
But also,
haven't.
I think he's supposed to look weird because he's supposed to be the villain in this story, which I'm okay with because I'm good with EJ doing villainous shit.
I am too, but make it make sense. Just don't have it come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Have
Yeah.
Eli be a shady shit asshole, like a shady piece of shit for a while. Do not just do it out of the blue.
They also need to play it more like he's trying to cover his ass because because he had the opportunity to rid us of the Clyde Weston problem when
Yeah.
Stefan first went to him weeks before the OD happened.
Yeah.
Like if we knew that he was scrambling to cover his ass, I think it would also play a lot better.
I agree. I
But
completely agree. There's not much I can say.
I did like the way Tate and Brady, not Tate, Teresa and Brady handled Tate. Like, they're like, we love you, we support you, and we're trying, but you're being ridiculously dumb and you're not helping. Like, I really like the way they handle it. Teresa and Brady as co-parents is really, really, really good. Which makes the other storyline that Teresa is involved in so much worse because this is where she always should be. But I'm ready for the next part of this. I'm ready for Holly to confess. I'm ready for there to be some kind of proof somewhere. Just something, anything to move this along because Tate is being a stupid boy.
He is. Bless
And
his
like
heart.
he's 16, so I get it, but it's frustrating.
Really is.
Do we have anything else to add on this story?
Not really. I enjoy Holly, so there's that.
Yeah, Holly's doing great. And then we've got our last big headline, which is John confronts Constantine about their past as Steve tells Marlena. John overhears Steve's confession and feels betrayed by Steve. I hate this story. Hate it with the fire of a thousand suns, but Drake Hogeston did great work for me on Friday. The tears as he realized he potentially killed this woman, and then coming home and finding out that his best friend, the best friend he just broke the law with to save his child, has been keeping this secret from him.
Tony, I'm not going to hold you. This storyline, I loathe it with every fiber of my being. I just about put everything on two times fast forward. I cannot stand this storyline. The performances are not hitting for me at all. I'm sorry.
Constantine's performance was terrible.
Huh?
Constantine's performance in the scenes where he told John what happened, there was not a piece of scenery left standing after those
I was
scenes.
not, oh my God, I don't know where I got that accent from. I was not feeling anyone in the scenes. Was it Friday? I just was
Yeah, it
not
was Friday.
feeling it at all. I hate the storyline. You'll have to cover this on your own because I have absolutely fucking nothing to say. It's
That's
trash.
fine. I am going to say, though, I don't actually think John killed this woman. I do wonder if Constantine did.
It's possible.
And he just doesn't remember doing it, blocked it out, and now thinks that John did it.
I will say though, one thing I've seen people talk about, which is gonna take some hell of explaining to do, that Annalyn McCord is playing his daughter.
The
Like I've seen some talk on Twitter.
fuck? Granddaughter, maybe.
Yeah, that would take a lot, a hell of a explaining to do if Annalyn
Because
were to, because
that
that
woman
woman
was
would be like 50 now.
Annalyn McCord's age when she died
Yeah.
in
Annalyn
1985,
is
since we're
close to 40, and this woman was 25 when Annalyn, like this character, I guess, was, I guess, 25 when I would say when Annalyn or was born. Like, does that make sense? Like, if this
Yeah.
were ha was have, oh my God, cannot speak today. If this would have aired in the 80s, this woman, Constantine's daughter, was like 25. That's around the same age. Like that was when Annalyn McCord, I think, was born. She is, old is she? Okay, she was born in 87. So I don't know how people are making that make sense, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did some bullshit like that. Have her play the daughter, but that wouldn't not make any sense because Annalyn was born at the end of the 80s. She's born in
This is
87.
I'm not even acknowledging that. That's the scary
But that,
sniffing glue side of Day's Twitter.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. Soaps do some crazy
I
shit
have
with
no
age.
issue with them potentially resurrecting that lady, but
Oh,
Annalyn
I
McCord
do
would
not
not be
want
that
it
person.
because I don't care about Constantine and his daughter. It's just not hitting.
I will say I'm if this storyline gives us a separation or a pause on the John and Steve friendship, I'm okay with that. Only because I have always had an issue with this friendship because it doesn't actually align with the history that we saw. They're trying to tell us that John and Marlena and Steve and Kayla have been best friends for like 30 years, and that is just not the truth. When Steve was alive, Rojan tolerated him for Kayla. Now, Marlena and Kayla and John were always close, but Steve was dead for a majority of that time. And ever since Beau died in 2015, they're trying to put Steve in Bo's place with John, and it's never sat well with me. So I'm okay if this friendship goes on pause.
Yeah, I would not mind it either, because I just, Steve is so annoying. I love Steve and Kayla together. Like, I have been neutral for the most part when it comes to Steve and Kayla, but I do like them together.
I
And
love Steve and Kayla. I love them,
then
which
there's Steve who's
makes.
being annoying. Like, the writing is not hitting for him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And honestly, it never has been. Like, it never has been. I'll be honest. Like, since Steve has come back post the 2018 exit, the writing for Steve has been atrocious. And we all know why. We don't need to relitigate that.
No.
But it's exhausting because I'm a person who loves Steve and Kayla. And when Steve gets good writing, I remember why I love them because I binged their first run and their love story and I fell hard. They are magic together and I love them and I love them individually as characters too. But these last few years have done a lot of damage to Steve.
To be honest, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of tomatoes thrown at me. We need a break from Steve. Not Kayla, but specifically Steve.
We either need a break or a writing shift. And considering I do believe the actor is still filming, I am hoping for the writing shift.
Yeah.
Which I know, given who the writer is futile to wish for said things, but I am an eternal optimist and will continue to wish for the impossible things. But that has basically been our main week of Salem. Now we can venture on over into in other news. We have Harris confronts EJ looking for Stefan. Wendy wonders where she and Tripp stand after their non-wedding. Sarah offers Johnny and Chanel the Horton cabin for their honeymoon. And Maggie supports Julie.
I would say Sarah offers Johnny and Chanel the Horton cabin for their wedding. Listen, I'm not a fan, obviously, because I'm Charlie at heart. That's just the way it is. I'm glad they get some type of honeymoon. Did you say for their wedding? You
I
mean for
said
their
wedding. I said wedding on the outline, but I meant honeymoon.
yeah. But anyway, so I'm glad they get that. Happy for the fans. What I will say though, I saw it pointed out somewhere that it's interesting that Allie's what was it that they said? Allie Horton's brother and Allie Horton's ex-girlfriend to spend their honeymoon at the Horton cabin.
Yeah, no, that's definitely interesting. But
But
I want to piggyback off the Sarah thing. I love the way they're using Sarah
yeah.
recently.
Yeah, it's better than they have used her for a long time. I still don't really care, but it's definitely an upgrade. She's not as annoying to watch.
I love her, and this whole week she was kind of giving me old school soap, and I can't even really explain it. But I think like just having her in doctor mode, consulting on the different stories, and then pulling a very Alice move and offering the Horton cabin to Johnny and Chanel just flashed me back to like 90s days, and it just made me really happy.
Yeah, I can see that. She's fine for right now. Like, I did enjoy her a couple weeks ago with Xander in the interrogation room. I enjoyed her this week. Like, Sarah can be good if they write her well. Because Lindsay is a
Which
really good actress.
Lindsay's amazing. I love Lindsay.
So it's just, I don't think this show has had a grip on who the character is supposed to be. I'm not going to say on who she is because that makes no sense. We saw her, what, in the 90s?
Yeah, which it's
So
a they, you
she.
know, they're trying to figure out who she is, and I think they've tried a bunch of different things to sort of figure out what works for the character, and I think a majority of what they have done since she came back, and mainly since they revealed that Victoria was Xander's, has worked.
Yeah.
For me.
That's fair.
I know you're going to take a little bit longer to convince, but for me, it's working.
Listen, I did not like Sarah 3 days after she I was gonna say was introduced, but that's not the correct term because we've seen her before. But when she was brought back in 2018, I was like, I'm
When she
not.
returned.
Yeah. I knew I was not gonna like the character like after a few days. I was like, nah, this character is not for me. And then it took a while and everyone jumped on board. Like, people need to listen to me more often. I know shit. I can tell when it's gonna not grind my soul, but
Grind your
what's
gears.
grind my gears. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Grind my soul.
Oh,
I'm pulling incestual over here today.
that's okay.
My English has flown right out of the window today. I am just so exhausted, so I'll blame it on that. But yes, I did not like her initially, and then she's had some moments that I liked her and where she annoyed the fuck out of me. So it's been a lot of back and forth. But she's okay now, so I have to agree with you. I did find it funny that she offered the Horton cabin to John Angelo, considering his sister is Allie, and that's her ex-girl. It's just funny.
Yeah, no, it's
No, it's a different cabin. Is it this?
what?
No, is it the same cabin where Sierra gave birth?
No, I thought it was, but it wasn't.
Is it the same cabin? Okay, you need to explain to me. I'm trying to think. Okay, we'll have an after talk about this because I'm confused. Anyway, let's move along. Your turn.
My turn is I'm gonna go with Maggie supporting Julie.
Was nice.
I loved those scenes, and I think my favorite thing to come out of Victor's death is Maggie reconnecting with her Horton relatives.
Yeah.
Because when Victor was alive, she was on Kiriakis Island and she very rarely interacted with her Horton in-laws or former in-laws. But since Victor's passing, Maggie and Julie have reconnected and they've kind of reestablished her Aunt Maggie status in a sense. And I really like it. And that just, it made my heart happy. And there wasn't a lot that made me happy on days this week. So, all right. So Michael's not here, so there will be no reading rainbow. So we can move on into praise or shade. Are you praising or shading?
I'm deferring. I have nothing.
All right,
If
you can
that's fine.
defer. No, that's totally fine. I will shade enough for the both of us
Thank you.
because I am, I am just tired. I am tired of the wrong characters being focused on. I am tired of characters we love being pushed aside for characters we don't give a fuck about. I am ready and waiting for things to change. I will say I'm cautiously optimistic by the looks of next week's promo, because it looks like a lot of the shit I don't like is either wrapping up or moving, and we're bringing in some stuff that I do like, which I'm looking forward to. But I'm tired, y'all. The show needs a reset. It needs Jesus at this point. Like, we just,
Yes.
am
Please.
praying to the soap gods that it gets better because we're on the struggle bus, people.
We've been there for a while, girl. I've said that for years now. But yes, we are on a struggle bus. So, Jesus, if you hear us, save us.
And on that note, hopefully he will have heard our prayers and next week will be better. We'll find out next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.